What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
B. Mitch, Finley, Landfill, and of course, Brother Walker. They are Manny Petty Day. You know, massages, the whole nine yards. And they have the Gorilla Squad that is in pinch hitting DOC metal. And I got a chance to be in your environment last night, Metal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the MGM Grand. B. Mitch had some of the old crew out for a tournament, and I got to see Kirk Gouveia. I hadn't seen Kirk. Man, great guy. Enjoyed watching his career, covering his career. Just one of the coolest dudes, non-linebacker-like. You know, like Ken Harvey's a linebacker. You know, he's angry. Every you see him, he's growling. He looks like a linebacker. Kirk, man, is the cool. You wouldn't even know Kirk played. And he was a beast. Opportunistic, athletic freak. And just good, him and Raven together. The mouth of the South was there. When you get the mouth of the South, 8 to 9, it is almost like some of these moments, and everybody obviously is aging, but you can't get better stories than when you get these guys who didn't necessarily play together, but were under that umbrella. And it's just like, you just can't believe, it's almost like the 24 years of hell never happened because you leaped it and you were talking about Joe's era, Gibbs' era. Everybody there had rings. Everybody there's won. It's almost like Outer Limits to where you're surrounded, Raven Call, with all the guys. If you look at Rollo McKenzie, everybody there is a champion. And it's like a 24-year period. It's almost like you woke up out of a coma and you go, well, what happened? And you go, nothing. And then seeing Bernie Tilt, Billy Bain, seeing all the guys that were so supportive throughout those championship runs. And then it comes back to the throwback of the uniform. I mean, we can say we don't care. We can say those are minors about how you play on the field. They hit a jackpot with the unis. The throwbacks, they call the, quote, championship era.
I think everybody loves them. That's the thing. Old fans, new fans.
How could you have ever gotten away from it?
Yeah,
But then again, Dum Dum and Company. So you just go, it's just, you could find 100 things that make you scratch your head till you bleed. And you go, what were they thinking? And the sad part is that they were actually trying. They just didn't have enough brain matter.
Well, the details matter to a fan base, you know? Like, that's part of what makes you fans.
It's like, you know, Toby, he did a great job, youngest in charge, knocking it out of the park again. And he's got, I feel like I know where he's at. Because when you cover a team that's struggling, you don't get a break. Guy comes up, plays his bases juice, boom, he hits it out of the ballpark. I mean, your hope is sucked away on every way you can look at it. And when you're the beat guy, can you tell in Toby's voice how excited he was talking about Jalen Lane, talking about the Hokies?
Oh, for sure. That
he lights up like a porcupine. I mean, he was just so pumped. He did a great job on the interview. And that young man, he got tutored by B. Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's a great return guy. He's just refreshing. It really is a lot to look for. And then today, here we are on September 1. I don't know how anybody can say they feel like it's September 1 based on everything that's gone on, because we're in a different vibe. When you're positive as opposed to negative, everything changes. You don't drudge. You're excited about going in, and it's still the unknown. It's like the Terry deal is behind us. There's a real vibe going on now. And so my questions are going to be, do we really understand how dangerous this opponent is? Because you might have to pump yourself up for this. Fans, everybody may have to. I'm not certain. I won't know until I get into maybe Thursday of next week. You could feel the vibe when it's within your division. This is someone that knows you and you know them. I hope you don't doubt their talent. We can joke all we want about Russ, but you look around it, other than with JD5, Russ would have started here. We've had Russes. We know, we've been there. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it works. It's been neat just listening to, I mean, everybody is talking about strengths and weaknesses. No one really knows, well, other than Sheehan. But who really knows what type of performance you'll get, because you've said no sample size other than against the Bungles. And that's just not a good test, because on a good day, they're terrible defensively. So we did to them what we should have done to them, which is a good sign. So, and then that college blast last night, I mean, and they weren't blowouts. They weren't bad. They were good games. They were games, went fourth quarter games. Fourth quarter games. Did you see any of the U and the Irish?
I did, actually. Yeah. I saw a little bit of it. I didn't see the end. I saw it came down to a field goal or whatever. I didn't get to watch that part, but I did see a bit early. And I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I'm a Notre Dame hater, so I don't really. Yeah. I'm rather indifferent on Miami. But I'm glad they pulled that one out. So.
Yeah, I give those coaches, I give those kids a lot of credit. I mean, hell, they make enough. They should perform. But it's not like the old days, they own a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I mean, they're all now eating filet mignon. And they perform like it. I was really pleased. I mean, preseason NFL is just god-awful. But this, for me, week one, week zero, starting off, I thought it was good and acceptable. And the most important thing, I didn't see anybody carted off. I mean, it's tough to be a pro and be injured, but you're under, quote, contract. You're going to get paid. Those collegiate kids, that dream can diminish if you're taken out early on.
Also, major injuries, even if, let's say, you are good enough to go to the NFL, major injuries can lower your draft capital considerably.
Absolutely.
As well.
On,
you know,
purpose,
That's money coming out of your pocket just because you broke a knee 2 years ago, you know, or whatever.
And it's also, how could you not? I think now that Jarrah is going to go through a really tough time. because although this might be the quietest Cowboy opener that I can recall because of what's going on with Jerrah and Micah.
Well, maybe on the Dallas side, because let me tell you, I know the Eagles fans are pretty excited for Thursday. So
you feel I don't feel the buzz.
Oh, I've heard feel, enough okay, from the it, Dirty okay. Bird fans that I know.
Okay, no, they're good. They deserve it. Hey, man, they're sitting on top of the haystack.
Yeah, they just won it all, and they just saw Micah Parsons get traded away to the Packers. They're ready.
Yeah, no, Johnson. I always liked the Johnson, but they move him around. The thing about Micah is that his versatility is that he can attack you from a number of different angles. Right, left, middle. I mean, this is what makes him interesting. I know the Pittsburgh, the Stella fans don't like to hear anybody mention other than Watt is who is that, who's the dude? Who's the baddest man on the planet with his hand in the dirt on defense? And I'm keeping my votes in Cleveland because he's got everything the other guys have, and he's bigger than all of them. That's just, it's crazy. And that comes to our number one and our first question to this high IQ audience is that what is your number one concern for the Commanders? OD, special teams, whatever it is, your number one concern. We had the big fella join us at 11 o'clock and Beltway football, JP Finley. These dudes are killing it. Monumental. They're killing it. And I love it because it's like a cheat sheet. When you see these brothers do their show and get in depth with it, you can't help but learn. Even Big Tony can pick things up. That's how good these guys are. So Big Tish at 11, O-line, because I want to talk bigs. I really believe that we got a chance to improve in terms of the team aspect. Now, that's weird because you had 12 wins, you blah, 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 in the NFC Championship game. Can you have a worse record and actually be better? Yes, the answer is yes. Because we don't know the balance throughout the entire league. Now, nobody does. But we do have, I think we have a couple of sensitive areas that have to be addressed. Question is, how do you see it? What's your number one concern for this campaign? And you know what? You're running out of days because it's on. I mean, it is so on that we are in week one, which to me is absolutely awesome. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And as we do a dual simulcast, 1067, the Fan, Team 980. Where are you at right now? What's your number one concern? We're going to see how close we are testing your football IQ and see if we can get a feel for it. K9 Nation, so you are at attention. Let's go to Bonesy on Southeast. Good morning. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc, what's going on, my brother? Shout out to my main man, Heavy Metal Doc.
Yes,
man,
sir.
My biggest concern, man, is how both sides of the ball on the team, right, the defense and the offense, especially the front line, you know, how they going to look against the Giants, you know, Sunday and the next two games. You know, these first three games, I need to know how my team going to look on both sides of the ball, you know what I mean, because from past experience, I know these first three games, man, we still in preseason mode. That's my call, Doc.
Okay, thanks, I appreciate
it. My call. Love you,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, man. Love you back. You know, not only are we in preseason, so are they. Everybody is. It's almost like everybody employs this powder puff, protect yourself, and you're trying to get better while you don't actually play tackle football. And it's not here. It's everywhere. Everybody now, they have different methods to it. Some go a lot harder, much to some rough riders. Kansas City, rough riders. And it's the one thing that I stress as often as possible. In any other discipline, what the champions are doing, others tend to follow. But it doesn't mean you're wrong if you don't. And the Rams are the extreme to this. Their quarterback was like in traction. They don't play anybody. And there are very few people that are as good as the Rams. Sean's done a hell of a job. They lost the best player on the planet on defense. Have you seen their defense lately? You realize they were in a arm wrestling match with the Eagles in a game that they weren't really knocked out of the box. That was closer than a lot of people thought. I know we don't look at the Rams and get goosebumps, but I just go, well, wait a minute. There's no one set way to skin this cat. You're not wrong by not playing people. You're not wrong by doing a number of things. But we finally now have these two extremes. I think the league, for the most part, is copycat. Most successful people follow other successful trends. Duh. Not that big of a thing. Mechanicsville is our next stop. Pat, welcome.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. This is it's game week. It's on now. I get AMAC and Chris Russell. Dude, I am so pumped up about the opportunity to get after these two New Yorkers this week.
Right.
So I'm gonna have
you
fun
and me
with
both,
it.
Brother.
Yep.
My concern, other than the injuries, is the field goal kicking that game, man. You know, little concerned in that area, but like I say, other than the injuries, I think everything else is going to be all right, man.
That can happen at both teams. You have no idea. That's why depth. I love the way DQ went after this, because you are only as good as the last guy on your roster. If he's active, he's got to be able to play, because you don't know when you're going to be called to duty. And I think this group does a great job with that. They're conscious. A lot of teams don't know themselves. We've experienced that here in the past. These guys, I think, have a good feel for who they are. The question is now, when the lights get bright, of the young people, who will step up? It's a good-looking group, but we do need to see if they'll fire the pen. Appreciate you calling.
I'm anxious to see what Lane can do, man. And you have a good one, Doc.
You too, brother. D.C. is our next stop. Elijah, welcome to OT. What's up, brother?
Man, thanks for taking my call. I really want to see this offensive line. I think I think that athletic profile that we have at tackle coming in, I just like that. I think this group could be really good. And when you have an athletic quarterback to couple with an athletic line,
yep,
I think good things can happen. I think there's going to be a play this year with Jaden Daniels. He's going to be able to run on his feet and be able to deliver a ball. You saw him, De'Ami Brown, catch a pass from a look like that.
Yep.
And I think this year around, you're going to have offensive linemen that are going to hunt the spy, because you're going to have a zone spy. The guy's going to want to spy Jaden Daniels. But I think when I saw that Connolly, he got on a 45-degree angle,
yep,
and he just molloped the guy. And those are the pins and those are the looks and the things I was looking for. They said in preseason, that was something that they had looked at. And they said, well, these boys are in a 4-2 over front. And they had something that was perfect. So I love that even in preseason, our coaches are chopping up the book. They're chopping up the what they need to see. And they have a great response, because you can look at tape all day long. That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to execute and respond accordingly. And what I'm seeing in response in certain situations, it bodes well for my starting point. There's certain things I'm liking what I'm seeing as a starting point. That means you got your head on your shoulders and we have an understanding of some things. But I want to see if Bill Krosky Merritt, how he looks as a pass protector. We know that they're going to be coming after five. But I do like our skill position. I think we got something for him, man. Personally, takes time. It's early. But they have put some work into building this thing. And I think we just need to be excited about our starting point. We have a bit. We are further along at the starting point than we was last year. And I think we're a better club. And we're bigger getting off the bus.
Well, so I'll tell you this, Elijah. I hope that you are sharing some of your skills with young people. and you're coaching and you're having an influence and impacting young boys and girls that are trying to be athletes, because you're on point. Don't waste that talent playing fantasy.
Yes, sir.
Put that to work with these youth and make sure you make a difference as well, man. You on point. Appreciate your call. After Mitch, Charlie, Bebe, you guys hang in. We got to take a break because the big fella, he requires a lot. You ought to see the spread they have to lay out here for heavy metal. Otherwise, you know, he won't work.
I wish.
So he's really expensive on the tab. Stay with us, 1023 here in the nation's capital on Labor Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch Finley Landfill and Brother Walker, who's now being influenced by Big Tony. Now he's a hunter, deer hunter. I see him in pictures in trees now. He's got camouflage on. I mean, the worst person in the world you could be influenced by is Big Tony.
I'm just saying, Jeff's a pretty loud guy. I don't know how much camouflage is going to help him.
I don't know. He's pretty good at it, though. I give him credit, man. He's really, really pulling it together. Speaking to B. Mitch, man, shout out for, man, what an effort he put forth last night. MGM, Rollo, Brother Clark, Kirk Gavea, Caldwell, Smooth, 8-9, Rocky McIntosh, Lamont Jordan, It was just awesome. It really was. And the thing about when you get a chance to go and see, you know, guys that you've watched their body of work, covered, if it didn't play with them, I covered them. And you know how genuine these guys are. And they bleed burgundy and gold. And that was good. And, you know, when you look at Lamont and 8-9, they played together with the Jets. And the backstories about some things that go on are just priceless. It really is. But it's week one. It's that season, that time of the year that I like to be within the division, because you need that sense of urgency. You don't get to warm up. It's not a ramp up. You're playing the Giants, and they are highly talented. Don't fall for the okey-doke. I think sometimes I listen and I hear it in our voices, that people believe that we're better than everybody in the division. You may have been at times a year ago, but this is a brand new suit you're wearing. And you won't know how you can move around in it until you do it. That's the important thing. Annapolis. Big A, welcome home.
Hey, guys. Happy Labor Day. And, you know, just want to say that I think that my biggest concern is that this team could be on a hangover from last year. Mm-hmm. You know, they did something that hasn't been done in over 30 years. They won a lot of close games. But I think it's time to wake up.
Yeah, and I think, but you don't, like, I don't think you would think they're asleep. It's the unknown, and it's the new guys here who weren't here. That's the beauty about layering new people on your team. Even though they're veterans, they weren't on this team a year ago, and that kind of helps you because it helps foster the hunger. You got to really want this bad in a way that you got to maybe have to sacrifice. You may not get to do everything you want to do, but does it help the team? And if it helps the team, then you're winning.
I want to see a team come out there that's got the filthiest, nastiest taste in their mouth from that NFC Championship game. Not a team that says, oh, we were there, we got a participation trophy for being there, and oh, we were in it till we started fumbling. I want to see somebody mad and pissed off in week one, especially on that defense, that's driving Tyrone Tracy into the ground, that's putting Russell Wilson on his behind, okay? I want to see somebody angry and go out and dominate the Giants, a team that you are better than you're supposed to be. See, Doc, I don't speak English when it comes to this stuff. I speak hate. I can't stand them.
Yeah, okay? You're supposed to
go out there and dominate them.
Yeah, you have to have that. So your concern is that hangover. Your number one concern is hangover.
Complacency.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing you do surprises me, so that's good stuff, man. Appreciate you kicking it with us.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, Charlie, College Park. How about them Terps?
Hey, man, go Terps. Red, white, black, and gold till I die. Mm-hmm. I was a walk-on for those teams, and I love them. No matter how they finish, what their record is, they'll always be my team. My biggest concern is defensive line, particularly stopping the run.
Okay.
You know what happened last year. And if you can't get teams in the third and long and get off the field, you know what happened. So offensive and defensive lines are where it's won and lost, as we all know. So that's the biggest thing. I don't have much concern. That first call was pointed about complacency and, like, thinking, you know, we walk on the field, nigga, you know, they're going to lay down for us. It's a division game. If I had a whiteboard in the locker room, first thing I'd write on that board was, this is a division game. To start the season, let's start off on the right foot. Other quick points, Doc, before I let you go. I haven't heard anything about this today. It always bothers me that our dates in history, which are world-changing, and you don't hear anything about them. The moon landing always bothers me. You know what happened today, September 1st, 1939?
Mm-hmm.
Germany invaded Poland, World War II, and you don't hear a damn thing about it. 30, 40 billion people. And we're standing here today talking on radio because of what those people did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Good stuff, Charlie. Good stuff, man. We all need to be made aware. That's good stuff. Man, that's what we're doing. You know, when you're young and you're in school, you look at holidays as what? The reason not to go to school. And so that was that. I mean, let's be real. How many holidays were you really into in elementary school?
Well, and here's the thing, too. In school, you're not really part of the workforce. You don't really understand labor and unions and anything like that yet, you know?
But do you care?
Well, you know, growing up, the day after Labor Day was the first day of school for us. So.
That is true. You're right. Yeah, Labor Day was good. I think that was a great call. Hey, man, dropping knowledge, dropping dimes, that's a beautiful thing. Because for the most part, we spend our time here, we're talking about games, not things that affect the economy, for that matter, that affect people's needs, the homeless. It doesn't affect, we're talking about things that we enjoy as a pastime, as a pleasure, and we want to be good at it. I mean, I'll tell you what, I tell you all the time, my system is set up to where we got to smash. I got to see a grand slam. Somebody's got to knock us out. My pride and joy, the Mystics. We're losing now. And my oxygen level is cut back. I'm not at full strength. I have got to win. I feed off victories. I get empowered. George and I, this is not mine. It's not original. I stole it from George. Allen said, every time they win, every time he loses, it's like a part of an organ breaks down. And then when they win, it's rejuvenated. Like, he loses part of his liver. I mean, he was the best. He was real. He was serious about this. I started thinking about that over the years. You know what? You can talk yourself into almost anything. I talk myself into this. That if our local teams don't, they win, I feel better. If they don't, I feel worse. So I'm being controlled now by outside forces I can't even control. And having been with that group of brain scientists we had run the football team, that had to be what having a long-term illness feels like. Man, that's 25 years? And that's why every time I hear, what's that young kid that works here, big guy? He screams, what's his name?
You're talking about the
BTP.
Yeah, BTP.
The thing about BTP that I really relate to is that he has been in the dark his whole life. And not he's not alone. If you covered the last 25 years of pro football here, you're lucky to still be standing. And you've been void of championships. What's your number one concern? Let's go to New Jersey. This will be interesting. Mitchell.
Hello, Doc. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
You and everybody out there. I got a pleasant. Can the defensive line, I know we caught Farrell. Drake Jackson, I believe, is still out there. I mean, he was a second-round pick with the 49ers, but I guess he didn't really pan out, you know, from USC, fight on. And also, running backs, they didn't replace Ryan Robinson.
Why did they do that? What do you think of Rodriguez?
I hope he...
Same guy.
He's got the tools.
Yeah.
He didn't do so well last year. I'm hoping he does well this year.
Yeah, well, you need opportunity. You can't run with the ball without the ball.
Exactly.
You got to be in the game, yeah.
You can't spend money if you don't have money.
That's right. That's right.
Same principle.
Yeah. So I like being, I like their backfield. I like everybody back there. Okay. I think it's really good, as they call it, another new room, a room, and I like that. Appreciate you.
Sean, out in Falls
Church.
Okay.
What is your number one concern, Sean?
Oh,
got it, brother. All right, Mitch. Sean, you got you out in Falls Church.
Sure.
There you go.
How we doing?
We're doing good, man.
There we go. I appreciate you taking my call. I like the last caller talking about the running backs. I think it's going to be a committee. I do appreciate the offensive line a little bit more, and I do trust the running. Another, you know, position I think it's going to be a little bit more by committee, I think, is the pass rush. That's where my concern is, you know, with Von Miller on a pitch clock, you know, Luvu kind of going in between the linebackers and the pass rush. Armstrong looked good at the end of the year. I like him.
He did. He did.
I enjoy it. You know, it'd be great if, you know, Newton can kind of get off a little bit more. I think that's kind of where my concern is. You know, it could be a couple of guys have 8-9 sacks and it feels really good, or it could be, you know, 3 or 4 guys having 3 or 4 sacks and we're worried about it.
Yeah, I'd like to see the House of Pain be like the haunted house. Last time he was up, I mean, he had double digits. He's capable of doing whatever he decides to, but he can't do it alone. And so if they raise some hell up front as a group, I think they could have some success. The key is staying healthy. But, yeah, we do expect a lot out of Newton. I think he expects a lot out of himself. When you're injured in your rookie year, you really got to be like a rat on one of them turnstiles. You got to keep going. He's got a good motor. I like him a lot, but it's time to see some results, like our linebackers. Yeah. Everybody looks good. Then the game starts. So it's not how you look, it's how you perform. And I think we're going to have some guys that they got something to prove, and I believe that with the added size that we have, we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Luvu's my guy.
I think that D-tackle position is definitely, you know, setting, you know, it's now about setting that edge, making sure that line is all the way across.
Yeah, no doubt.
You don't want to see it.
Yeah, we got to be stout, and then Wagner can do his thing. Appreciate the call. 10:42. It's our time. We got to take a quick break. JYD, Marco, Bebe, Big Tony, you guys, be patient. We shall be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Relaxing? I don't think so.
He's not working today.
That's my point. J.P. Finley, he's on call 24/7. So when he's off, do you really believe he's doing nothing? I don't. I think he's miserable. I think he's miserable if he's not working.
JP knows how to chill.
I don't think so. I really think that, I mean, now that, you know, girls are bigger, and I hope he's relaxing. I really do, because I worry about him. One guy I don't worry about is JYD, because I know he's chasing them Chiefs and he's doing all right. JYD, what up?
Hey, the Chiefs are ready. We're going to paratroop into Spain and do what we have to do. Stop the Chargers running game, and that'll be it. Once we stop the run, it'll be easy pickings. Now for the Giants against the Commanders, y'all got to keep your head on the swivel, because you know y'all going to be facing the giant killer Thibodeau. He always makes big plays.
Yeah.
He likes to make big plays and stand in the center of the field with his arms folded out.
Yeah, yeah. The Commanders are his favorite prey.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I don't ever see him do. These are the best games of his career every year.
Yes, indeed. Look here. Look, every year when he plays, yeah, he can count on being an MVP for the season but you can't overlook the rookie Abdul Carter. He's gonna be coming with something.
He's
to
got
prove.
Beast tendencies.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, he's legit. That's what an all pro looks like.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. You know, look here. What would I love to have Dexter Lawrence right next to Chris Jones? Oh my God! Look here, yes indeed. See?
They'd have to ban. They'd have to. The league would not allow that to happen.
You know it.
That ain't gonna happen. The only thing I'm
disappointed with the Chiefs is that Rasheed Rice, he disappointed me. He went out there being a knucklehead during the off season.
He's lucky he's only six games.
Yes, he's lucky. He's lucky he's not banned it for a year.
Yeah, and that's what really is the only thing that I think will ever get young players' attention, to be young and have the kind of money now, not as a pro, but not as even as a collegiate.
Oh,
Penalties are going to have to be increased. The only way you get somebody's attention is to make them sit out an entire year.
Yeah,
Yep, you know, yep. And unless they have brain damage, then they'll figure it out. Could you imagine him having to explain to your family why they're not going to be able to eat filet mignon because you're dumb behind, jumped in behind a wheel, inebriated, or you just, for whatever reason, you got to find a way to get people to make sure you're serious. And right now, I just think this hand slapping, I'm shocked that it still happens with the money that people have at stake now. But then that's life. Appreciate you, JYD. Good luck to you. Arlington is our next stop.
Sign you.
All right, Coach Vic. Coach, you up? What's your number one concern? I know Vic is not sleeping at the wheel. There Coach? He is. Oh, VC.
Yeah. Unc, how you doing, Unc?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. My bad.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Heavy Metal working a double shift. I know he might have
put
the wrong thing down.
Triple. No, he didn't. He was on point. One thing about Metal. Metal is he can go these hours. Don't slow him down. Speeds him up. Yeah, he's not. He is proficient as you can. As the sun coming up and the moon casting over us at night. So I ain't gonna never step on that dude.
Hey, no rest for the wicked. That's
no question. No question. He's a vampire. Really, hey, that's Metal's the whole thing
holding
about
it down, bro.
He's a vampire. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So, what's your number one concern for the Commanders?
Hey, Doc, a lot of your callers alluded to this, and I want you to follow me because you're a Cali guy. My freshman year in college, it was a guy on my team from California, and he had said he never saw a naked tree before. And I said, dang, so the trees don't go bare out there because they always got good weather. But what do you need when you naked? You need to cover up. So you want your O-line and your D-line to cover up your running backs, your quarterbacks and receivers, and to set the tone for the run game and stopping the run is that D line. So I want to look at the line of scrimmage this first game. I'm excited to see that. I'm not concerned. I'm just excited to see that.
Well, Mitch Tischler is going to join us top of the hour, big fella. And, you know, we start we start with the O-line, D-line, and we end with the O-line, D-line because everything else to me is an ornament. But the tree, the tree itself, O-line, D-line. And now you want to put the star at the top and put all your ornaments all over it, knock yourself out. But without that tree, none of them ornaments stand up at all. And so I think we'll be better, but seeing is believing. I want to see it because, quite frankly, they really didn't play. Nobody's played. And then the one short sample size, it was against one of the worst defensive fronts on the planet, the Bengals. So I'm really looking to see, because I tell you who the Giants aren't. They're not the Bengals. Trust me.
They're not.
Trust me on that. Yeah, it's gonna be some stomping going on early, and I like it. I just hope that we're mad enough at the Giants. I hope that it bothers me when you don't despise your opponent and fear the opponent and be up to where you got them goosebumps. You think that you got it in the bag. If it was Dallas, I don't worry about it. If it's the Eagles, I don't. Because if you mess around and come up against the Eagles flat, they'll decapitate you.
Yes,
but
indeed.
The Giants, I really don't have a way to set the temperature. Is it, do we realize how good they could be? Or are we caught up in 2-12? Are we caught up with 12 wins? Are we caught up with the NFC Championship game? And those things won't be answered till kickoff.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man, VC.
Hey, good talking to you all.
Be good, man. Good deal.
Yes, sir.
VC, my man. Oh, Mark out Landover Heights. Marco, welcome home.
Top of the day to you, Doc. Shout out to Heavy Metal and you for have a happy Labor Day, buddy.
I appreciate that, man. I sometimes don't know, is it you or Metal? See, the Mark of Metal, because they sound so much alike. Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Doc.
Yep.
What I'm worried about the most, like I told Heavy Metal, is what you and I talk about all the time, man, is those guys with the hands in the
dirt.
Hands
in the dirt, baby. Yeah.
Because it all starts from there, Doc. Everything in football, like you were saying, that's the trunk of the tree. It has to be have a good foundation for it to stand and to stand up in 17 games. And I hear a lot of talk by the protagonist or antagonist, whatever you want to call them, around the league and in media about this, that, and the other, but this is a whole new year and a whole new game.
It is.
And they go into that first game, like I told Grant the other day, and think that they're just going to walk past the Giants without a fight. Well, they'd better check themselves, because that is going to be a tough game, because like you said earlier, no one has played full contact football and seen the brutality.
No doubt
it
about it.
It will begin here.
Yeah.
Directly, sir. And
we'll
you
be
know
ready
about
for it.
That better than I.
We'll be ready for it. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. Well, we got to wait. We got to wait all week, and that's the beauty of it. Mark, appreciate you, man. Always can count on you. It is 10:57. Time for us to take a quick break. Quick Kid, Bebe, Big Tony, Shane out in the district. You guys hang in there. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, toothpick. He's on promos. He's a bad man. And in the nation's capital, the DMV, Toothpick and the First Lady, a.k.a. Chief, Lady Chief. And I hope everything's working out. Dynamite Brother, First Rank Podcast, a must listen to. And now the question of the day has been, what level of the Commanders are you most concerned with? Big Fella joins us. Now he's a staple. We start our conversations off with people that have their hand in the dirt. We don't like the two-point stance. We'll accept it if we have to. But that's how much the game has changed. So Mitch Tischler joins us now. Big Fella, you a gym rat, man. You supposed to be. You think Finley's working now? Heck no. He's stuffing his face with hors d'oeuvres and probably sucking down some nice frosty beverage, and here you are grinding. Do you ever take a day off?
Doc, I'm here for you. Whenever you need me, I'm ready to go. That's the world we live in.
Metal, you see what I mean? Lunatic. Love that. How excited are you, big fella? When we start talking about O-line, D-line, and we start and we end every conversation with the soldiers, the personal protectors, and the aggressors. I think we're better on paper. The short sample size for me is incomplete because it's the Bengals. But I like the way we look, and I think the depth is what I'm comfortable with. Is that a false sense of security?
No, I think this offensive line is going to be, could be about as good as we've seen in Washington since the Hogs were running around there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the front five, but the depth that they've been able to build.
Yeah. Got to go nine deep.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys that they kept, and there aren't a whole lot of, NFL question marks per se, because you have guys here you know, who've been there and done that and proven it. And when you look at the depth, you have Trent Scott and you have, you know, Andrew Wiley, whether he's starting to start the season or a depth guy, but two guys that can play both tackle and guard. You look at Chris Paul, who's just continued to mature in the time that he's been here, you know, held on the back end of the roster and has been a really important piece to everything these guys are trying to do. On down to, you know, George Fant, who's been a Pro Bowl vet, guy who started at both tackle positions, has played, 16, 17 game season before. It's impressive the way that they've rebuilt this O-line in such a short period of time.
And Paul, in particular, when a guy gets that much done with his body, we talk about the quarterback and how he's 24/7. For big fella, man, that says, I love his hands, his strength, and his feet. But this guy could end up being something really special. And I love the fact that they can play multiple positions. That doesn't happen everywhere. That staff, they've got to be definitely given a fun bunch high five for their development.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, I think for folks that listen to the Beltway Football Podcast and the stuff that we talk about, mm-hmm. when Ron Rivera was here, I would yell and scream about this positional depth that you know, multi-position learning that Ron loved to positional flex that Ron
yeah,
Rivera
yeah,
loved
position
to talk
flex.
About.
Let me throw up.
And the position flex is important, but to me, when Ron was here, he was putting that position flex too much information on young guys early on in their careers. And I remember talking to one defensive player early on in the Ron era, and he was talking about having to learn strong safety, nickel, free safety, and a little corner at the same time.
Brain overload.
To the point where he got out on the field and had to think too much because he wasn't just reacting. So these guys that they have that have the positional flex and the depth are guys who have been in the NFL. You don't think Andrew Wiley knows how to play tackle, and then he can start learning, you know, more. He played inside a guard also in Kansas City, but he can start learning more. Trent Scott, guy who's been around the league for a while, is comfortable at tackle and can step inside and play guard. Even Nick Allegretti, who certainly had his struggles last year at guard, but certainly has been there and done that with his time in Kansas City and now here, he's a guy who's your backup center. And the positional flex is an important piece of every NFL team, but there's a nuance to it where your vets who have a chance to have established themselves in the league, know how to learn, know how to study, know how to prepare for a game, can then be put and given a little bit more information and start working on different positions. When you're in your first year in the league and you start throwing multiple things at guys, they start thinking on the field too much and not reacting. At the end of the day, you want football players to be football players. And so that's what I've really liked about, what DQ and company have done. They talk about positional flex and they want guys that play multiple positions, but they're also in it to develop these young guys at their main position. And then as they start getting comfortable, can start learning more and more.
You're going to love this from Kid Quick on X. And you can hit me up on X at Rick Doc Walker. I don't have a BTP or an underscore, but I think you can probably just remember my name, which is kind of logical, right? Most people just say their name, but they don't get into exotic packages or all those other things. But Kid Quick says, K9, I've got Dennis Green vibes. Everybody's crowning our ass. We'll see what happens when the Giants front walks into our kitchen, sits at the table, tries to eat our food, and kiss the wife.
Yeah. Listen, Doc, ain't nobody anointing anybody. All you can do is talk about what we've seen in training camp and look at the experience and what these guys bring to the table. Certainly that week one game is going to be a big one, and we're, 6 days away from it. But you're looking at a group that's bringing in Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence and, who's the kid, Abdul Carter, that they drafted. I mean,
young freak.
This Giants defense, I think, on the back half has some questions in it. But up front, those front seven, those front four, the guys we're getting after the quarterback are going to be a hell of a test for this group week one to get going. And then all of a sudden, 4 days later, you got the Packers, who have always had a strong defense, and they just added Micah Parsons. I mean, we're going to learn a lot about this front five, the Commanders – starting offensive line, the Commanders group up front, and the way that they protect Jaden real quick, real early this season.
Yeah, it is going to be that. Can you give us, I don't know if you laid eyes on him, but I am concerned Love Mariota. I think he's outstanding. I think it's a great way to have a guy who's your backup, who has similar skill sets as your starter. I think that's it. But how about his injury? That is a concern of mine. It's like scary because he hasn't been ramped up. And I'm sure they're doing all the things that are precautionary to get him so he's game ready. Do you have any concerns about his readiness on Sunday?
Not necessarily in his readiness on Sunday. He seems to be recovering well from the Achilles tendonitis that he was dealing with. But I do think that the reason that the team kept three quarterbacks and Josh Johnson stayed on the 53-man roster is because you have to be concerned about an injury like that. You know, they've done a really good job of giving him the time and the space to rehab and get back, and he is back at practice. But I think there has to be some, you know, legitimate concern when, you know, when things start getting inflamed down by that Achilles tendon and thing, you know, you got to work on that thing. I mean, we've seen it across all sports, the proliferation of Achilles tears, and I'm not saying that Mariota's necessarily going to do that, but that you have to be prepared in case, you know, the worst happens. And I think, you know, keeping a guy like Josh Johnson there gives you that veteran depth, you know, much like I just talked about with the offensive line, you know, guys who have been there and done that before. You know, ideally, we don't see Josh Johnson or Marcus Mariota take a single snap all season, maybe week 18 when the Commanders have everything wrapped up as they get to the playoffs. But that's for future us to worry about. But you do have a level of stability behind Jaden Daniels in that quarterback room that if the worst happens, you have guys, Marcus Mariota, former number two overall pick, guy who started in the league for a while, you know, been there, who can step in. And if Marcus, you know, ends up with any issues, Josh Johnson is the consummate veteran. He's been on, you know, whatever, 14 different NFL teams. Heck, we, Doc, saw him come into Washington on a Wednesday and start, I think it was Jacksonville, on a Sunday.
Yeah, so, we're Jacksonville. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
That's a guy who's been there, done that, and, you know, you can put him in the most adverse situations and he's going to be ready to step up and play. And so,
high
you know,
IQ.
You're not flailing in the wind if the worst happens.
Yeah, high IQ. It's it is amazing. But again, we just got to cross our fingers and hope. Is there one particular spot you've seen every practice, every session, you've seen everything? Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge, he put a focus this morning on In for the Junks and talking about our wide receivers. I think that I applaud the coaching staff because B. Mitch was allowed to get out on the field and talk with the returners and be a part of that, which I think is, hello, you got a dude that did what he did, and he's at your facility every day, and the pass groups chose not to tap in. Well, this group tapped into him, and I think that we're going to see benefits in our return game because that's the one thing that I think we can vastly improve upon, and it's the missing link. It was our fiber of our DNA. It is teams. Do you see teams and returns getting back to normal?
Yeah, I do. Well, certainly the kick and punt returns. The kickoffs have been, you know, I think have been troublesome in the preseason. Hopefully they work through those kinks and are trying to figure it out by the time we get to week one. But, you know, that's been one of the hallmarks of Dan Quinn when, you know, as a coach is that, you know, he's open to all voices and him extending and reaching out to try and find people, you know, who can help out, you know, across the board in many different ways. You look at, you know, bringing in, you know, some of the folks that they have in Washington and the way that they've been able to work around, you know, the different places. I mean, you look at a guy like Wes Welker, you know, who's obviously an established, you know, guy who's been there, done that, one Super Bowls in New England. He's not just working with the wide receivers, though. He's working with the DBs over there and having, you know, having kind of that cross training, having a wide receiver, you know, work with those DBs, and he can teach them things that they would be otherwise almost guessing at as to what receivers do. But you talked about embracing the past and, you know, the hallmarks of, you know, what it meant to be to play in the burgundy and gold. I think you have to give Tim Hightower just an unbelievable amount of credit for the work that he's done. He's the former running back here in Washington, Carolina. He's the alumni advisor now for the team, and over the past, four years?
Yeah, 4 years. Really, and that's not the easiest job in the world when you got one person, maybe have an assistant, and you're dealing with close to 100 people that live in the DMV, and everybody wants something. And, no, he's got one of the toughest jobs on the planet. And everybody in any pro organization that has to deal with the alumni, that's a daunting task. Because, you know, everybody wants something.
So, Doc, and, bringing those guys back into the building, getting those guys to be around players, you know, I'm not saying that, that Daryl Green's walking in and telling, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, how to play against a fly pattern. But when players with that gravitas stand in front of your team and speak to them, stand in front of different groups, you know, you get that team, that community feel. You get everyone, you know, buying into the glory days. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, if you can see it, you can do it. And to have all these former Super Bowl winners and successful guys, you know, around the NFL walking those halls again is a big part of making that, you know, Dan Quinn loves to talk about family. Having those guys around that, you know, you want to listen to your elders and hear what they have to say because they have experiences that you don't have.
Yeah, like B. Mitch's event last night, where I was shocked that you weren't there, but I figured maybe you could take a few hours off to get rested. But Rollo, Gary Clark, being there, Kurt Gouveia, man, I was so pumped up to see Gouveia, who was an absolute terror on defense. You know, he and Raven Caldwell, roommates. That's the thing about it. Those are special moments, man. Of course, Mouth of the South, 8-9, Rocky, you know, McIntosh being there. These kind of things, man, Lamont Jordan, it doesn't get any better than when you get to see guys, Rollo McKenzie, and everybody got stories. And that's the thing, that you put your young people around people who have positive stories, not stories of getting their asses kicked and being in last place, having four wins. No, champions. And that's that pedigree. That's the part that's infectious. That's why I applauded the staff for allowing B. Mitch to be a part of the return, talking to the return guy, being comfortable with them, allowing, you know, those guys to be comfortable with him. I think it's priceless. You're right.
And you know, being around B. Mitch for all these years, like watching the kick and punt return games and hearing him talk about, hey, this is what they are doing and this is what they should be doing, and seeing the difference. And then you watch Jalen Lane step out on the field in the preseason game.
Love him.
He's catching the punts and kicks, or the punts, I guess, with, you know, 1 foot back, ready to take it downhill. And that's something that, you know, we've seen a lot of guys, you know, fair catching a lot of punts and stuff like that. And to have guys with that kind of, you know, that kind of knowledge and attention to detail out there, you know, helping the coaches and helping the players, goes a long way in improving across the board.
Hey, man, I hope that J.P. Finley invited you out to have a nice barbecue, sit at his palatial estate, and just enjoy all the work that you put in.
We every year at the end of the season, Doc, we have a nice night out, a nice guys' night out, some steaks, some bourbon, and, you know, appreciate all the work that we put in, but this is grind season right now, Doc.
You know it. Can't wait to see you.
Goes through February.
Can't wait to see you when they celebrate the 8-9, and he goes into the Ring of Fame, man. Look forward to it, big fella. As always, you're priceless.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doc.
Thank you. Mitch Tischler. Big fella, man, bringing it. And, yeah, we talk O-line, D-line. We talk hand in the dirt. And, Mel, were you ever able to play any other position other than O-line, D-line?
So I was actually pretty skinny when I was younger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was more of a wide receiver build. Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I got to get a photo. I got to see. It's hard for me to see you small, but I need to see that. It's like, to me, you were like born your size. And so I'm just...
No, but I'll tell you, like I said, I was much more into ice hockey when I was younger.
That's right. No, you hockey guy. Into. Yeah, you hockey guy. That's the roughest sport, roughest thing going.
Oh, so fun.
It's good. Hey, Shane, be patient. Clark, Victor, we appreciate you guys being patient. Take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will light you up right here. B. Mitch and Finley and the crew having some R&R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I can just see Finley right now, because when, you know, when JP, when he starts shaking his head, then you, I guess you know what's up next, right? Yeah, I thought you would. Shane in the District of Columbia shares with us his number one concern about the Commanders. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing great,
man.
Happy
holiday to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry
Thank
for
you.
My voice, man. I lost my voice. I was at the Tennessee Syracuse game. Go Balls!
I love that passion.
But anyway, look, everybody knows it's common sense, right? The trenches are where you win. But nobody's talking about the third phase of the game, special teams. Like, special teams is, last time I checked, is a big part of football.
Yep.
We need a field goal kicker. We need, finally, a punt return. You look at a difference maker that can flip the field. Look, before Jane Daniels, Tressway was the MVP of our team for, like, 3-4 years because
that's, right.
That's what he did. Like, people forgot about how important he was to this team and still is. If you can flip the field, that's a game changer. That's you got a guy that can return a kick, and it's a momentum. Football's momentum. We finally have those players on this team because the right organization now, management, everything's going forward, right? So, yeah, it's common sense. The offensive line has got to be very important this year because look at the Giants. Look, Giants give us a fit every year. It doesn't matter. It's like the LSEC teams, right? We'll compare it to that way. It doesn't matter what your record is. The Giants are going to give us a fit every year.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
Hell, we're lucky to win last year. Every time we play, it comes down to the wire or a questionable call or whatever it is. And that front seven they got is no joke. I mean, they're going to bring it, and they're going to bring it. And I got the Giants as my surprise team this year. I think that defense is going to be legit. But I got to say this to you, Doc. Your Bruins look pretty
pathetic.
It looks pretty
pathetic.
Yeah, look, y'all can have Nico. I'm glad Nico transferred. I think it just goes to show you poor management once again. You know, you can't tell me he don't wish he was in Knoxville right now. But hey, he's y'all's problem now. But thanks, Doc, and
appreciate
and
you, man.
Go
Vols. Go Vols. One of the best home field advantages for the fans. If you're lucky enough to come in on a boat, you know, that river, you just don't think of Tennessee, I mean, and the water views and the transportation on boats. And as the Vols walk in the orange blazers, it's one of the, I don't know if it's a best kept secret, but it's something that you want to put on your list of things you need to see. home game, volunteers. You know, all the college teams that walk in their respective areas, but they got a waterfront view thing that is awesome.
Well, you got what, Graceland out there?
It's awesome, man. It's the Vols. Now, the Vols let me down a little bit because I thought we'd fare better last year against the Buckeyes going in there. I don't know if the temperature thing got to them a little bit, but it's a nice program. And I'm interested to see what happens. That's the beauty about it. 1 week in the SEC, 1 week, and already we're making those projections. We're looking down the thing. You know, one stinking week, and it can happen because when Alabama loses, I've never seen so many people happy. They've been, you know, Nick, I mean, just to be that much of a badass for that long, it really says something. You notice that? I was glancing at First Take and seeing Stephen A. and company and your favorite player, Cam Newton.
I do like Cam Newton. Don't love his fashion sense, but I loved him as a player.
I would like, if anybody can describe to us, what do you call what Cam does? It's got to be a name for it.
It's like a peacock or something.
I just don't know what it is. I'll bet you somebody with this high IQ audience that we attract, I do believe somebody will tell me. I don't know what it is.
Peacock couture.
You got to cut a hole into all his brims to pull his dreads through that. Ties them up nice and neat. And
he definitely has sort of that Golden Girls flowy robe vibe going on with drapery-looking patterns.
He's got a thing. You know, he's got a thing. I don't know what you call it, but you know, he does have a thing. I was with Santana last night. Again, I go reference back to this because I was shocked J.P. Finley was not there. That really surprised me because J.P.'s hardly ever off. He's, like, always working. So any event that he's at with the number, Kirk Gouveia is in town. I mean, we should have had something to just celebrate him alone. Awesome dude, man. I miss that brother so much. He was just so talented. He never had to make a lot of noise. His game spoke for himself. But Gouveia was special, man. He really, really special. So what area do you have most concern about with the Commanders? Lap, K9, what's up?
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man. Working over a hot microphone.
I know, man. I know. You know, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Real big.
Hey, I just want to see what this defense going to look like, man. Of course, you know, I got my concerns with Debo and Noah Brown. You know, I call Noah Brown Mr. Glass. He always hurts. So hopefully, man,
that's not his intention.
Yeah, true that.
It's
true
tough,
that.
Man. I mean, it's almost like NASCAR, and they got restrictive beams. They've got all this protection holding up, but you know it's built for collisions.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's a collision sport. So I'm always sensitive when people or maybe tag on a little bit or say, well, the guy's always hurt. Well, you realize what he does for a living, right? It's almost like the night workers that work on streets that repair our roads in the DMV. That's one of the craziest gigs going because at night when you're repairing roads and people are driving by you and there's probably a pretty decent percentage of those people that had a shot or two. Man, that to me is one of the most dangerous gigs on the planet. Working roadside at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I want to see the secondary, man. I'm excited about the secondary and the special teams, and I'm curious about this front seven, Doc. Man, I think they're going to play collectively as a unit. You know, it's not going to be too many people that's going to stand out like a Myles Garrett type. But I think collectively as a unit, I think they're going to be tough. So I'm excited to see what that front seven. And I'm really excited about the secondary, man. So we'll see, man. I'm just glad football back, Doc. Getting ready for the season, man. I'm pumped.
Countdown, brother. Countdown. Yep. T-minus, yeah, T-minus. And to have Santana being honored, I can't tell you about a guy I'm so proud of. And and for what he brought.
He wanted the grace.
And with the thrills that he brought us.
Yeah.
You know, through a tough time, this dude was always that light that was bright. It is 11:41 here in the nation's capital. Break time for us. We got a shout out to Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge over there at Nats Park. You know, doing a little fan thing. He's like hanging out. And he keeps the faith. And we got to be strong, man, because we need a W. We'll be right back. Studio. And it says Polly. And it says Bowie. Oh, okay. I'm like, wow, I didn't know he was. Okay, it is Little. All right, now that makes a little more sense. Polly, not in the 757, so Little. What's your accomplishment of the day?
Man, what's going on, legend? Shout out to Metal. You know what I'm worried about, Doc? If we get away from the running game. I truly believe if we that's why I like my man Marcolago Lando. If we establish that running game on anybody, I don't care the hell who it is, Philly, Pittsburgh, anybody. If we can get 4.2, 4.3 yards per carry, man, look, we running the guy. Sorry about the family. We running the table. And look, I want to give a shout out for my nephew. I was telling Metal, he got on the field yesterday. He had a couple of fouls, a couple of penalties. Earl Little Jr. A lot of Black History in my name, Doc. But I say that for February, Black History Month. But the boy is a great. He's a great grandson of Earl Little. Earl Little was Malcolm's father.
Where does he play?
Malcolm Little. Yeah, I guess he plays safety. He plays
where?
Florida State. I'm gonna get,
He's a Seminole?
Yeah, he plays. He got on the field yesterday. I'm going to give him. He played the same position I played in high school. And I remember when he was a little dude. But for some reason, when he was little, man, that little dude was quick. Because we had a family reunion down in Florida back about 2004 or 5, somewhere around that time. He was just in junior high school, but the boy was, he was good little dude. I see him. He was in elementary school. I'm like, this little dude, and he's quick, and he could jump. Earl Little Jr., he got on the field yesterday. He's a starter. I think he played free safety, big fella.
But all right, God, well,
bless
good
y'all
deal.
Stay up, man. Look,
appreciate
it. Let me tell the nation, don't worry about nothing, because if we establish a running game, we patty cake any damn team come in the house. That's simple as that.
Establishing a running game,
I'm adamant about that.
It's like in baseball, having a guy on that bump that's getting people out.
Yes, sir.
You're right. Appreciate you, Lou.
Anybody.
It is heavy metal and Victor now. So Vic, the big boss, comes in. He puts an level of intimidation on all of us. You know, it's like.
I'm just shaking in my boots over
here. Yeah, I know. No, really. You know, it's like Vic tries real hard to be just one of the guys, but he's not, because he's management. He's a power structure, power hitter. And we all. He ups our game, though. That's a good thing about it. I like it because, you know, nobody wants to be caught sipping on coffee or not sitting up straight in a chair, you know, not having everything just right when Vic smooths in. So that's a good thing. And I feel for Victor, because whenever the Nats don't get it done, when I hit a grand slam, I just go, my God. Victor's at every one of them. 1-6-2, he's there. And there's no game without Vic. No game without Vic. And when it's rolling well, it's a hell of a ride. But when that thing is shaky, I mean, there's nothing like when you don't have a good crowd, it just takes it's deflating. Beautiful park, beautiful day. Nobody actually, you know. And so Toby is over, like, he's going through all the stands and suites. He's taking advantage of it now, like, it's his personal day at the park.
You're going to hear, like, Toby specifically clapping. It'll be like the one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, having, you know, covered the team, whenever your project you're involved in is not good, it affects you. If it doesn't affect you, you shouldn't have a job. You just shouldn't. But it's tough, and baseball's forever. And I don't think we have any clarity on next season. I mean, direction, clarity, who's going to be in charge. There's a lot of questions, but who's going to answer them? I have no idea. Who's going to answer them?
Won't be me.
No, me too.
Will not be me.
Yeah, me, I'm with you. But they need to be answered. because we don't want to go backwards.
Yeah, this losing streak they're on right now is not great.
Not just them, man. The Mystics, too.
Yeah.
I told you, man, I'm really, my blood pressure is dropped. My whole metabolism is just slowed down.
Nats had one earlier this season, too, like 12 games or something, right?
Yeah, had a moment. Well, it's...
right now it's 8 straight, I know, but I thought they had one earlier this season, too, that was like 12 or something.
Hey, man. Mystics, this is the first time. This has been a lull. I can handle if you got youth, you got 2 or 3 draft picks that are playing. I've kind of got a little patience for that for a minute. And then to see the Terps win, that's an up. Then the Hokies don't. I mean, the Hokies. So if you get involved in this, it should affect you. I some people act like, well, whatever. No, it ain't no whatever. It's what I don't want to be tied up in a region that people aren't focused on winning. That participation trophy thing, I know I can't change it, but whoever authored that in should be bullwhipped. So I think we're kind of barely getting out of that crap and getting back in. You get what you compete for. And we got to be hungry, man. It's that's why Sunday is going to be so inviting. Yesterday, who can honestly say they didn't watch any college football? Who can honestly say that? Because if you didn't watch any college football yesterday, you're not listening. I mean, you're just not listening. It was, and I tell you what, for openers with no scrimmages and no practices, they don't get together and have script. That was pretty decent football. Those kids and those colleges, I mean, they put in some work. Now, they do have spring football, you know, which is within the calendar year. It was pretty decent football. Who'd you pick? Did you play Notre Dame?
No, I'm a Notre Dame hater. So I'm always,
that's right, you hater. That's
I don't really care one way or the other for
I
Miami.
I can't believe that you hate anybody. Did you hate anything?
Well, so, like, my mom went to Purdue, and Notre Dame's another Indiana school.
Okay.
So it's like,
all right,
yeah.
So that's why. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, hey, man, you got to roll whatever mom says. You got to go with it. The Irish. It's, and then the U. There's something about whenever I see Miami and see Rocky McIntosh, the U, he was there last night, B. Mitch in the event, it's like I want them to be really good. I think there's pros. There's certain teams that if they're good, it has an effect, overall effect on the game and the league. Like, one of the best kept secrets to me is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're really good. They seem to be off radar. I mean, who's called up here and said Tampa Bay this, Tampa? Nobody. This seems like they're just out there. The Saints get a little more references than the Bucs, and the Bucs are always better.
I don't think the Saints are going to be very good this year.
They're not. But Todd Bowles has done a hell of a job. But he's kind of like under the radar.
Yeah, I think part of it is their division, too. You know, when you have other good teams in the same division, people are going to talk about more about when you come out on top. You know? Like, when you're looking at the Ravens and the Bengals and the Steelers all in the same division, or even the Commanders and the Eagles together, you know, there's still a lot of question about who might take that division. I think everyone kind of expects Tampa to win that division, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're you know, as good as some of the other division winners because of it. Or at least they're not perceived to be.
And that's it. That's my point is that. It's like, I think the Denver Broncos are really good. But they don't get a lot of pull. You don't. It's just certain
but you
teams.
When you're in there with the Chiefs, though, that's tough.
Yeah, but, you know, field goal. They block a field goal. They beat them. It was that close.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are the best team on the planet that doesn't necessarily play well every week. They find a way to get a win, but it's not like
if you're down by a score with a minute left,
well, you got
it's hard to beat them.
You got, and they've had some injuries, and Andy has. He's not even really to me. It's their defense that is really the stars. Their defense saves their behind. They make plays on defense. I hope we get that many plays made on defense this year. I mean, I thought they're underrated. Spagnuolo, he's a beast. And they drafted well. When you get an edge guy that sticks and it works, and their secondary drafts have been extraordinary, they find a way to get it done. But I think Baltimore has more firepower. Buffalo might have more fire, but they can't beat them. And that's what makes this so crazy. That's why the AFC is so interesting. If you're playing the wager game, I don't know how you do it. Because that seems to be like you're on the edge. Talk about this America's team crap. And Dallas has earned it because they're revenue-based. Don't you know Buffalo, how popular? They
earned it, my ass.
Well, they've earned it. They paid them. They got the money. How can you say they haven't? They control the media.
They control money, New York. The Yankees are America's team, right?
Control the media. Their product is subpar, but yet they lead in revenue. So how do you explain it?
That doesn't make you America's team, is my point.
They say they are. First of all, they said they were, and most people bought into it.
But unless you're trying to make some sort of comment about America, about how, you know, being rich or something and not actually producing anything is
pretty
very
good analogy. Yeah, it's a pretty good analogy. It's not really looking well on Americans. I'm telling you what, when you have not been in the game in 30 years and you're bragging about something, that you should check yourself. Because your stats are off. 11:58. We'll take a quick timeout. We attack high noon right here on B-Mitch and Finley. You know, we have not given the Wahoos any love today. They took out a whooping stick on Coastal Carolina. Some of these scores, man, 48-7. And I don't know, somebody must have said something insulting to the Trojans. As Mitch, you'll enjoy this one. Missouri State put up 13. The Trojans put up 73. Now, I mean, it's like some of this is crazy. Now, this is what you think should happen, but we don't know. But the most anticipated game really of the weekend slate, other than OSU and the Longhorns, is the Tar Heels and Dr. Sabah's squad. As tonight, they unroll a new look. And I've been told that the luxury box will be unoccupied, that Dr. Sabah decided to chill out and not support the Heels in week one. Any truth to that matter, Sabah?
Hey there, Doc. Nope. Plans have changed. I'll be in the blue zone.
Oh, wait. Oh,
enjoying the game
away
tonight, buddy.
She
I'm going.
Could not stay away.
I got an offer I could not resist.
Okay.
I was like, because everybody, who's who is going to be there? It's legislators' night. It's, I mean, everybody, all the stars.
It's 23. Everybody's there. It's 23 going to be there.
What's 20? Oh, you know,
Jeffrey.
I bet Michael Jordan probably is. I bet. And if he is, you know I'm going to find him.
How about 56?
This is going to be selfie night for me.
How about 56?
Oh, Lawrence said, but he'll probably be on the sideline. Ooh, I might not be able to get to him. But we're getting there early, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I do have a knack of attracting the correct people, you know, the stars, because they see my star quality.
Yeah, you've done that. Your track record.
Yes, I attracted you. I got a selfie view. That's my best one.
Yeah, well. I was at the right place at the right time.
Right time.
Yeah, time.
Here's what I'm worried about, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Being embarrassed. Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if this little girlfriend of his, kind of softened him up a little bit, or, you know, kind of, I don't know.
She's
do we have
not at practice, I mean, when he's coaching.
I know they kicked her out of the practice. Y'all know if you heard that.
No, I didn't.
A few weeks ago, they made a statement. She's not allowed on the practice field anymore. Yeah, they got rid of that. I don't know. That was just for show for the alum, you know, because we were all getting like, ooh, as alum, like, come on, dude, what are y'all doing, you know. But I want to quickly mention last night's game. You know, I was critical. I was critical of these quarterbacks that I've seen so far. I thought the two last night, I was impressed. There was a passing game. I wasn't a big whatever that Georgia quarterback fan. I wasn't a big fan of his. He did well. I think Miami's back. ACC, baby. Miami, Florida State, Clemson, and we'll see if my Tar Heels can hang. But I hated the Virginia Tech loss. I was really rooting for them. I can't believe that the guy took the penalty. Oh, my God, he took the penalty, and then they ran it back for a touchdown. That was the game right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the punt, I don't know if you saw that. But I'm excited. I'm excited about tonight. So, fingers crossed. Please, please, what do you think? Are we going to get embarrassed? Is it going to be close?
I have no
– what are you thinking?
Really have no idea. Because, again, you don't get a preview for the most part with Kyle. These kids come out and they play cold turkey, and for the most part, they represent. And if you get a couple of studs at the right spot, you can be it can be a difference. I mean, as much people bitched about Ohio State, Texas, I mean, you're on the one-yard line. You had opportunities. You got stopped. If the team stops you, good for them, but it's not like
you know why
the game was
you know
trash.
Why they stopped them, Doc? They didn't trust the quarterback to throw it, so Ohio State knew it wasn't going to be a pass.
See,
when you limit your offense because your quarterback,
well, that's
I mean, it could have been just that one day, Doc. It's not his career, could've but his one day.
Move the
it
pocket.
Was not good.
Utilize his asset. He's an athlete. That's game plan. Well, we'll argue this forever.
All right.
That was
awful. Good luck to Tar Heels.
All right, good luck. Enjoy yourself.
I'll see you.
Later. All right, you know how she sounds when she's at a sporting event? She's been on vacation. She's been on the fence. She's been miserable. But now she's back at a game, and, you know, she's bouncing off the walls. And that's what you want, man. That to be that excited about a sporting event is what it's all about. New chapter. You think Bill's nervous?
No.
I don't know.
I think that guy's got ice in his veins.
Yeah. I can't – all the hoopla over his fiance, that's interesting to me.
Well, it's certainly a unique situation, to put it that way.
Is it unique because it's almost like a collegiate on a college campus as opposed to if they were dating and he's the pros – is it that big a thing?
Yeah, I don't even know if that, I just, besides the age thing or whatever, there's certainly, it's almost like a rebranding they're trying to go through with him or something. And he's kind of this grumpy old guy. You know, you've seen all his old press conferences.
Oh, I live for him. No, I live for him.
Yeah.
I live for him because he makes the media earn everything.
But in college, it's a much more, you know, the way the teams work and are run, the coaches, you know, most of these players that come out of a school, they're talking about how the coach is the biggest influence on their life and really taught them how to not just play football, but be a man and life lessons and whatever. And it just seems, I don't know, we'll see how he adapts to it. It's not that I don't think he has the potential to do that. It's definitely a change for him. It'll be interesting to see what he does. I do think the interesting thing, you know, like Nick Saban kind of said he retired because he didn't want to deal with NIL and the portal and how, like, the modern, you know, everything works. I mean, Bill Belichick's been dealing with professionals and free agents and whatever his whole career. So he may actually have a distinct advantage on some of this that some of these other career college coaches don't. I don't know.
But can you imagine being as powerful as Nick was? I got to believe that that's worse, harder for him. Because he didn't have to answer to anybody. And then all of a sudden, you can't even lock your doors at your house.
Well, I mean, like, the rules of the game changed for him, too. You know, he had a system set up where he could have basically just made a dynasty, you know, a program that would dominate almost every year. And well, the rules of the game changed, you know.
I remember the wishbone.
Yeah.
And I remember how the Southeast Conference, when you look at the schools that were dominant, and then they got away, it changed. You got every group has had to deal with some change. So in a lot of ways, you just go, what, he just quit? Because you couldn't be a dictator. You couldn't dominate an area. I don't think his competitive juices are awesome. I loved him on television because the dude's a savant. And he could, and the kids, one thing I like about Nick is what the kids who play for him say. You never hear him saying that. They roll with it because he gets them what they want.
Yeah.
They had a collaborative effort to get the bag.
It will be interesting to see if kids coming out of UNC in, you know, a few years, not just this first year, but in a few years, say a similar kind of stuff about Belichick, I guess. I guess that's what I'd be really interested to see. But it's kind of interesting. I cannot remember the last time. I said this with Toby in the last show. I can't remember the last time there's this much hype about a college coach's debut. You know?
Since.
Sometimes when they switch from one team to another.
Well, like Rich Rod. I mean, he did. Rich Rod was on the curse. He had some great accomplishments.
Sure.
Rodriguez. And then that changed, and then coming back. I really always pull for West Virginia because of the home field atmosphere. It's one of those where I encourage you, if you haven't done it, to do it once. The muskets go off the whole night. They got a really slick program and atmosphere. It's just one of those things that you want to see. It's you know, it's like the Gator in the Swamp, or you know, in Auburn. Like I remember when Auburn, Alabama, that was as good as it got. And I think about that with Cam because you've been hard on Cam today in his outfits and stuff.
But he's been doing pretty ridiculous.
He's
come
been
on.
Doing that forever.
I
when
know.
Have you not? When's the last time you
at least
actually
he's,
saw
at least he's
him?
Committed to the bit.
Oh, he's all
he's
in.
He's committed to the bit.
I've not seen him out of costume. I can't remember the last time I saw him out of costume.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, he's going to pull it off. I really think he's going to pull it off.
I don't know.
That's why I love seeing Raven Caldwell, my Razorback brother, because they're fighting. The other one is that Indiana. Have we just moved on from Indiana now? Don't leave too soon. Netty, man, I love his approach because he's fighting the system. You know, Illinois, another one of those I keep my eye on. There's some really good coaching on display at Illinois because they're highly competitive.
Yeah, the Illini are tough.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you earn that. And part of for me, I like Big Red being back. Cornhuskers. Cornhuskers being relevant is interesting because of how they treat the sport.
I mean, I remember growing up, they were kind of one of the dominant like Miami.
Absolute.
And Nebraska.
Nebraska
you
was
know,
always
yeah.
there.
Well, Miami was the other big one, you
well,
know.
The like, U. Yeah, I pulled for the U. These are yeah, you pull for the U. Because of what it brings. First of all, their players are going to be on the sideline. Nobody kind of does it like they do it. It's like a subculture with the U. And I loved it because of the way they train in the off seasons. They had an old school gladiator weight room. Not new, not modern. And their pros would go back. Everybody would go back and train. They probably exhibited the most from an alumni situation where if they're recruiting you, you'd want to be a part of what they built. And it goes back a minute. They're very much into that. And I like that. It's how it used to be around here. And now we're in that transitional, you know, point to where now that you're hot, can you stay hot? I don't think anybody's envisioned this program having a lousy September. I can't see that. Can't see it. And that's when you know you really jumped the broom. Yeah. That's when you know you jumped the broom. Do you realize how good JD5 really is? I was watching some of his LSU tapes the other night, just going back on YouTube. And you see him there. They had the advanced system. He had two killers on the edge.
Oh, yeah.
He had everything, and then it made his running, he had more feel to control.
I mean, I remember that was one of the concerns people had was like, was he really that good in college, or did he just have great receivers?
Both is above, all of the
yeah.
above.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the above. It's interesting. 219, pushing up on 220. here in the nation's capital. B. Mitch, what do you think B. Mitch is? No, I know what B. Mitch is doing. He's cooking. What do you think JP's doing?
I don't know.
Better
man.
Yet, what do you think Landfill's doing?
Landfill's probably just chilling, man. Landfill probably just chilling.
Oh, man. Shout out to the boys. Take a quick time out. 1-800-636-1067. The question was, your area concern, what group, is there a subgroup that you're most concerned about with the Commanders?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.